WCNO Radio to continue. We're going to be telling you more about the need and why we're here today in just a little bit. We have a program coming up here in just seconds. And then right after that program, around 12:15, we'll tell you all about it. But call today and make that pledge of support if you can. This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Revelation chapter 3, Jesus talked to a group of people one day, and this is what he said to them. He said, "Listen, I've taken notice of you." Don't you think that's cool if Jesus comes and he said, "Listen, I took notice of you"? But watch this. This chapter was not written to sinners. Revelation chapter 3 was not written to sinners. I've heard this scripture preached in churches all over this country, and they use this scripture as an altar call. It says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man open the door and let me come in, I will come into him and will sup with him." I've heard that preached as an invitation to sinners at an altar call before to come to Christ. But did you know that that was never written to unbelievers? Jesus didn't say that to unbelievers. He wasn't knocking on the door of unbelievers. You know what he was knocking on? He was knocking on the door of churches. It was the door of a church, not your heart. The letter that he wrote in chapter 3 was to the churches. They had his name over the door. We believe in Jesus here. But they wouldn't let him in. See, this is the condition of a lot of the churches in our country today, ladies and gentlemen. And he said, I've been taking notice of you. He said, I notice your deeds. You say you are wealthy, increased with goods, that you have need of nothing. And this is what he said. He said, I say you are blind. You are miserable. You are naked. This is Jesus talking to the church. He said, I say you are blind. I say you are miserable. I say you are naked. And I advise you to buy from me my slave that has been anointed. You need what I got. You need to take what I'm offering so that you can anoint your eyes. Buy for me the garments that will cover your unrighteousness. For I would that you were hot or cold. But because you are lukewarm, I'm going to just vomit you out of my mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said that to the church. To believers. To people that he had at one point set as a seal upon his arm. Listen to me. Listen. Lukewarmness has taken over this nation. It's taken over our country. It's taken over our culture. It's taken over our educational system. God is being drowned out of the lives of people today. Could it be, because see, the Bible teaches first the natural and then the spiritual when it teaches us. Could it be that God is stirring the political systems and the way these elections have been going to create a revolutionary spirit in his people, in his house, so they'll once again rise up and become radical for the things of God instead of sitting by so passively? I know you ain't gonna want to hear this, but sometimes I think Romney being elected president is the worst thing that could ever happen to our church. It would just cause us to be passive and think, well, God took care of it. Got a pro-life candidate, pro-marriage candidate, No, there's nothing that stirs a church to righteousness than to have unrighteous leadership. Could it be that God is waking up our church to cause us to become fanatical and radical and passionate about His love? I cannot imagine that a young Muslim would be willing to lay down his life in front of bullets and bombs for something that he really doesn't even believe, for something that he really doesn't even know exists or not. But they do it every day. Every day. And we just sort of say, we just sort of stay passive about God. Well, He loves me. It's all that I care about. He loves me. That's not a statement of judgment. Please don't take this as judgment this morning. I really want to help you. It's really a question. It's really just a question. It's what's stirring in the spirit this morning. The Spirit of God has this thing just stirring. And am I content to live the way I've been living? Or have I become discontented and desire more? There is no way to stay content and stay passive at the same time. You cannot sit on the status quo. You're either going forward or you're going backward. You're either pressing in or you're falling back. There's no coasting. And what happens is when we don't press in, we think, well, I'm just believing in faith. I'm just hanging on. But the truth is you're becoming more passive. You're becoming more complaining. You get a critical spirit. You become negative. You stop coming to church. You stop fellowshipping. And then pretty soon you have nothing good to say with the place that God planted you in. It's really because you just stop pressing in. You blame everybody but yourself. You blame the pastor. You blame his wife. You blame the leadership. You blame the finances. You blame the people around you. But you don't step in and take responsibility for yourself. And the truth is that you just need to press in. Get in unity and press in. Am I content just to live the way my life is, just to have a good job and really don't need anything and just say, okay, bless God? You know what God says about that? He says, I deplore your lukewarmness. I deplore that. If you're not going to burn hot for me, I'll spit you out of my mouth. God said that. God said that. God said that. Not me. God said it. I don't want to be spit out of His mouth. I want to burn. I pray, God, make it hot in here. Let me burn with a passion for You. Let me yearn with a passion for You. Let a holy fire burn in my soul with an unceasing, undying love for You. See, we come to church because passionate people come to church because we're in love with Him. We gather together because we're in love with Him. We sing together because we're in love with Him. We pray for one another because we're in love with Him. We care for one another because we're in love with Him. And when we don't do those things, it's just a sign that we don't love Him. Is anybody seeing this today? Lukewarm people always do what's convenient. Catch this. Lukewarm people always do what's convenient. Passionate people do whatever it takes. Are you willing to do whatever it takes? Lukewarm people choose to do what's popular with other people because they want a good reputation with other men. Passionate people choose to do what's right. Passionate people sell out. Passionate people give it all. passionate people lay their life down? Are there any passionate people here this morning? Where is the generation of people that will say, God, use me. God, use me. You know, God's got a call on a lot of you in this room this morning, and some of y'all have been running from your call. God has spoken dreams and visions into some of you guys at a very young age, and you've been so busy living life, and you've run from it. You've buried it. You've ignored it. Because of it, life becomes passionateless, mundane, routine. There's no excitement in life anymore. And time just begins to pass by quickly. You wake up one day and you're 25, and then you're 35, and then you're 50, and then you're 75. And then you begin to question, what was this really all about? But passionate people live every day. They live every day for the glory of the Lord. And there's adventure every day. There's excitement every day. There's hunger every day. There's a thirst for righteousness every day. Are there any passionate people here this morning? Does anybody really want to start having church unusual? Well, I'll tell you a good place to start. Instead of showing up at 10:15 on Sunday morning, show up at 8 o'clock. Because there's a bunch of us that show up here at 8 o'clock to pray for an hour. And if you really want to see how passionate some of us are, show up at 5 o'clock. There's about 20 people down here from 5 to 7 interceding and praying every Sunday morning from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. You want to see the power of God in your life? You want to see the miracles that you hear about all the time? You want to see that victory that you hear about but you can't never have? You want to really live the overcoming life? It's going to take passion. You can't arbitrarily be a Christian. We've got to love Him with all our heart, all our strength, all our soul, and all our mind. Passionately. Pastor, that just sounds like so much work. It ain't easy. You really got to get out of yourself. It's not easy. I'll tell you right now, it's hard. But it's the most satisfying thing you'll ever do in your life. And nothing in life that is worthwhile is easy. Let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for the truth of your word this morning. Thank you, Lord, for passionate people that love you more than anything in their lives. Lord, help us to prioritize our lives and seek you first. To really declare, God, that you're not just the lover of our soul, but Lord, you're our everything. And without you, life is nothing. Father, I thank you for truth today. I thank you, Lord, that it changes us from the inside out. Forgive us for being complacent. Forgive us for being passive. Forgive us, God, from walking away from commitment. Forgive us for giving up. Lord, forgive us for the times that we've just quit. Lord, forgive us where we've let depression come in and wear us out. And we let discouragement kill the dream. And we've let frustration aggravate us, God, into a negative spirit. Forgive us, oh God. And let that passion burn like a holy fire. Let it boil inside of the heart of every believer in this house this morning. And I just declare that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Well, good afternoon. Our time 12:15 here at WCNO, and we're continuing our efforts today to raise some much-needed funds. My good friend Ed is with me here today. Ed, good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you too, Tom. It's good to
good,
be.
Better to be seen than viewed, right?
Better to be seen and to be viewed. That's right.
All right. Well, listen, friends. We are doing our very best to kind of trying to share with you where we are and why we're here today. Ed and I were talking a moment ago about our listeners out there and a thing called donor fatigue. Sometimes listeners just get, well, to be honest with you, tired of hearing about it, you know, because there's so many people asking today for funds, and here we've been spending a great deal of time recently asking for help. And, well, the honest reason is that we have a need, and I'm going to try to explain that need to you as clearly as I can. I had someone speaking to me last evening. They were, after I'd gone home, they called, and I was on the phone with them at home, and they were telling me that they were listening to the station and had some questions about, you know, where we were and what was going on financially here at WCNO Radio. So if you have a pen and paper and you want to write down some numbers, this might help you to understand where we are, because it's easier to see it here on paper than it is to talk about it, mm-hmm. Ed.
That's correct. Yeah, and you know, we're not the only ones that are out there right now needing support.
That's
there are
right.
So many good causes out there. Just because of the state of the nation, there are people worried about gun rights, Second Amendment rights, unemployment, and the lack of American employment and good jobs going overseas. There's so many people out there that are trying to help get their voices heard in Washington, D.C., and they're asking us for help. And thus, we end up with donor fatigue. We get to the
That's
point
right.
where we don't want to hear it anymore. We're tired of people with their hand out. And we understand that completely.
We really do. But if you have your pen and paper ready, I want you to write down this number, $195,000. And what does that represent? Well, our goal was to raise, back in October, this past October, our goal was to raise $195,000 for the support of WCNO Radio for a period of 6 months. Now, if you divide $195,000 by six, you get $32,500 a month in support.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to keep those figures in mind. When we finished our fundraiser back in October, we had raised, according to our records, we ended our fundraiser having raised $128,543. You might want to write that down. $128,543. Now, if you subtract that from our goal, you will see that we came up $66,457 short of our goal. All right? $66,457 short of our goal. Now, let's go back to that $32,500 a month in support. If you look at that, you can see that that $66,000 short is a little more than 2 months of support. So we raised 4 months of support, and we were short 2 months of support when we ended our fundraiser. Is this making sense, Ed?
Oh, yeah, making good sense to
me. All right. Now, out of the $128,543 that we raised back in October, as of yesterday, we have received in actual contributions that have actually come in, we have received $127,236. Now, that's a pretty good percentage of what we actually raised. But some of that has come in the last day or two in new support. So as we are looking at the next 2 months, right now we're $67,764 away from having the funds that we need. And a lot of that is still out there yet to come in. It's already been pledged. It's already been promised, but it's yet to come in.
Well, it's not really a lot, though, from those numbers.
But no, it's not. It's still 2 months support. Yeah. So here we are in January. All the money has been spent. You know, the money all this money that was raised was spent, you know, in October, November, December, and here it is January. We're coming up to January. It's either already spent or almost spent. And we've got February and March, 2 more months to go before we get to April, where we do another fundraiser. Okay? And so people are asking, well, why are you on the air today asking for money again? Because back in October, when we needed $195,000, we didn't get it. And today, we're just flat out of resources to operate. We've got to do something very, very quickly in order to continue. And so I'm hoping that if you wrote these numbers down, I'm hoping it's making better sense to you. But the fact is, the money that we raised back in October is gone. We have 2 months ahead of us that we need support for. We're going to need your help today. And so that's why we're here on the air asking for you to pick up that phone and call and make a gift of support. Many of you have already given more than you should. Many of you have given not once, but twice, but three, and sometimes four. And you've given time and time again, and we understand that. But friends, this is an unprecedented time. We have never in the history of WCNO faced a time like this financially. We just, it just hasn't happened, Ed. And so here we are today on the air, and we are $29,464 away from having raised on air the full goal of $195,000, and yet all of it hasn't come in, and we're in a position that we need the prayerful support. We need your prayerful support. Let me say that again. We really do need your prayers. We need you praying for us. I know that the Bible tells us that God will supply all of our need according to his riches and glory
in Christ Jesus. That's right.
Amen. And I believe that. And I'm confident that somehow that in the next couple of days, because we have just this afternoon, tomorrow and Friday, by Friday, we just must do it. We have to do it. We cannot talk about it any longer. Ed, you were asking me a moment ago about, you know, our programs that are on. You saw that in between programs, we talked for about 60 seconds, gave the phone number, went to the next program.
Right.
And today we've had a few calls, and we've had a few folks go online, but we really need to pick it up right now. So during this lunch hour, if you can, call us and make that pledge. And people say, well, we're waiting for that phone number. Well, we have a toll-free number. Anybody can call this number. It's toll-free, 1-888-221-8990. Give them that phone number again, Ed.
It's 1-888-221-8990. It's 221-8990. 1-800-273-8890.
It's a toll-free number. Anybody can call it. If you're across the street, if you're across the state.
Right.
But friends, this is the situation that we're in. This is the need. We're just trusting that the Lord is going to meet that need. Now, in just about 4.5 minutes, we're going to get back to another program. And there's a phone call coming in. God bless you. Thank you for calling. We have folks here to answer the calls and to take the pledges if you call in. And another way you can give at any time today is by visiting our website at WCNO.com. You can go there. You can make a pledge or you can make a donation online at our website. That address is WCNO.com. But friends, this is where we are, and this is the situation we find ourselves in. We need your prayers. We need your financial giving. Ed, I don't know if there's anything else I can say. I'm just trying to lay it out as plainly and as clearly as I can.
One of the issues I think some of our listeners might be up against, Brother Tom, is that $195,000 to many people sounds like an awful lot of money to be spending for a radio station for 6 months. Well, I can promise you, I'm sitting here in the station right now. It's not opulent. There are no fish tanks and dancing girls in the lobby. There's nothing like that going on. It's a very basic, very Spartan operation. And it's the amount of money we need is for the technical operation of this place, for electricity, for maintenance on the transmitters, for the radio equipment. It's for the basic necessities of keeping this station going. It's not to be extravagant. There's no, I tell you, my brother Tom is not a millionaire. He's not making a big bunch of money by working here at this station as his general manager. Most of the other folks here are volunteers. They come in and volunteer their time. The money that we're asking for is money that we need for the basic, everyday operation of this station.
That's correct.
There's nothing extravagant whatsoever going on here.
I
know some of you probably have had that question in your mind, because I would question the same thing sitting back as a lay person and saying, well, wait a minute. Why do they need that much money to run this little radio station? Well, it's a necessity. It's a fact of life that today's society, things are much more expensive than they ever were. And because of the expenses going up, we really do need to have that amount of money to maintain this place just for 6 months. Tom, you were busy on the phone, and I was explaining to folks that there are no fish tanks and dancing girls in the lobby. This is a very basic, very, very basic, very Spartan operation that we're running here.
Well,
and
it is.
The amount of money we need is for the basic necessities. It's
not we have a small building here. What this building is maybe 45 by 50. It's a small building.
About that.
We have, we have the adequate equipment to do what we do, to broadcast. This is, a nice little radio station, but it's not extravagant. And the funds that you're given are for the operating expenses. It's the day-to-day operation.
Right.
We haven't asked, right now, we went through a great deal of time and trial and expense in getting our generator fixed, and we finally got it fixed. I know we've had people that actually, one fellow here locally, he actually gave and said, I want this money to be used for that generator repair. And we spent all that money and it still wasn't fixed. And so we finally got it repaired. But, the truth is we could probably use a new generator, but we're not asking for that today. We're not asking for anything other than the operating expenses of this radio ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you that website again. If you'd like to give, please go to your browser, WCNO.com. It will take you to our homepage. There's a link there that allows you to make a pledge. There's also another link that will take you to where you can make a donation with your credit card if you want to do that online at WCNO.com. Once again, we have a program coming up in just about 30 seconds. So let me give you that phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Please call this number today. It's vital that we hear from you. That toll-free number is 1-888-221-8990. That's toll-free, 1-888-221-8990.